2 Samuel chapter 16. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba the servant of Mephibosheth met him, with a couple of donkeys saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 summer fruits, and a skin of wine. And the king said unto Ziba, What mean you by these? And Ziba said, The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young man to eat, and the wine, that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. And the king said, And where is your master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he abides at Jerusalem, for he said, Today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Then said the king to Ziba, Behold, all that belonged unto Mephibosheth are yours. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech you that I may find grace in your sight, my lord, O king. And when King David came to Beurim, behold, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth, and cursed continually as he came. And he cast stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, you bloody man, and you man of Belial. The Lord has returned upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom your son, and, behold, you are taken in your mischief, because you are a bloody man. Then said Abishai the son of Zeruiah unto the king, Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray you, and take off his head. And the king said, What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, Curse David. Who shall then say, Why have you done so? And David said to Abishai, and to all his servants, Behold, my son, who came forth of my own body, seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord has bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will repay me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside opposite him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king, and all the people that were with him, became weary, and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom, and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahitha fell with him. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, was come unto Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king, God save the king. And Absalom said to Hushai, Is this your kindness to your friend? Why went you not with your friend? And Hushai said unto Absalom, Nay, but whom the Lord, and this people, and all the men of Israel, choose, his will I be, and with him will I abide. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in your father's presence, so will I be in your presence. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, Give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Go in unto your father's concubines, which he has left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that you are abhorred by your father, then shall the hands of all that are with you be strong. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house, and Absalom went in unto his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God, so was all the counsel of Ahithophel both with David and with Absalom.